after public comment.
Yeah, we should call it to order and announce what it is.
We have one member of the public that wanted to make a public comment. Go ahead and do so at this time.
Good morning, gentlemen. Chuck Pennell. Thanks for having me this morning. Thanks for the job you do as well. I've got a handout. Could I bring that up?
Yes.
The purpose of me being here this morning is to invite you to the what we used to call the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast. We changed the name this year to Ozark Mountain Prayer Breakfast. It's the 12th year that we've done that, and I say we, an organization called Christian Businessmen's Committee. It's the only thing that we do that you might say eventful in the community other than meet twice a week for prayer. We meet on Tuesday mornings at 6:30 out at Denny's, and then at noon out at the Golden Corral on Thursdays. And I want to invite you to that if you didn't know about it. I know life is busy as a county commissioner, being one once before, but if you have an opportunity, we'd love to have you. Here to encourage you to consider buying a table. We have tables of eight, cost $185, which figures just over $23 a person. It's breakfast. This year is going to be a new location at the convention center in Branson Landing, and we're sure that we'll have a good service there and food and everything. Also, want to ask you for permission if I could put those two flyers up on our bulletin boards here in the courthouse. Again, sitting in your seats at one time, I believe it's important as commissioners and also as all the other elected officials and government leaders in our county to support this by being there. As you all know, our founding fathers believed in prayer and believed in acknowledging God, and this is an opportunity that we can do that in our county, in this area. As you well know, our county is well known for respecting and honoring our veterans and also our God, and recognizing that He's important to what happens in our government and in our nation. So, again, I'd like to emphasize, I think it's most important that our leaders would participate. There will be a speaker, a gentleman from an organization called Living Waters. The big name you might recognize is Kirk Cameron. He's from an organization that he's a co-leader in. And they will provide each attender with a free video of I don't know if you'd call it a movie, but it's probably about 30 minutes long. It's called 180. You can see it on YouTube as well if you wanted to take a preview of it. But each attender will have a copy of that. I have got to watch it, and it's amazing how they interview people on the street, mostly around the campus, I think, and how people's minds were changed from when they were first addressed about a certain issue after they talked to them and went through some discussion. And I think we need to have some mind change in some certain areas in our nation. And anyway, I think the speaker will be worth your time to come here. Besides, it's worth our time to come together. As I was thinking about what I might share with you, I didn't get the scripture looked up, but it talks about us assembling together as believers. And it's not just in church buildings. It's in organizations like this. Again, our founding fathers, they prayed as they founded our government and worked on our government. And you guys both know me well. I think it's important. I think it's important for our leaders to participate. take any questions if you had any. Again, I thank you for your time, and can I get permission to stick those flyers up?
On the billboards that we use to stick them up on out there.
Just out here.
Both places there, Chuck. Fine.
Yep.
And the main thing was the change of location. It's always at the Tri-Lake Center before, and now it's going to be at the Branson.
Exactly. Appreciate you emphasizing that.
Yes.
Tri-Lake Center, as you all know, went through some issues, and it wasn't available this year, so we had to dig and scratch and come up. This was what we came up with, and I think it'll work good, as I said before.
All right. Sounds good.
That'll be
good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Okay, we got these in through the mail.
Did you?
Yeah, we've got one of these up at the office, so, right. So save those there.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'd like to call this meeting to order for Monday, April 22nd, 2013.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We just want to again thank you for the blessings you give us. We look about us and see the new growth in spring and are amazed at all you offer us. And we know, Lord, that you saw that we needed a way of salvation, provided that for us, and we pray that you just help us to share that with others. Just give us guidance in all we do. We pray this morning that you would just send the wisdom to each one of these elected officials, not only in the county here, but in the state and throughout the nation, throughout the world, dear Lord. Just be with each and every leader and give them wisdom to make decisions to be pleasing to you. We pray for those that may need your healing hand or your comforting. Dear Lord, just be with them. We know that there are many of those that we could bring forward, but we just lift them all up to you and pray that you'd be with them. And then we want to again thank you for watching over us and pray that you would just continue to do that. And these things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First on the agenda is accounts payable.
Motion for approval of accounts payable, checks 33-3387 through 33-3457, and warrants 57-73. There's some transfers. For paper, for carpentry work, and for the transfer station. Motion for approval goes right on with the other.
Second, we have a motion to approve checks numbers 333-387 through 333-457, warrants 5773, and three transfers, one retaining the paper, one for carpentry work, and one for scale house mechanic. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Bloody job we've got.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Okay.
approval of payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second. We have a motion to approve payroll. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Recess before you have your bid. Let me go wash this. I don't know where it came from, and I've got paper cut. It's a
have a
job.
5-minute recess.